John chapter 17, verse 6, they have kept thy word. Jesus said, I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou gavest them me, and they have kept thy word. Now there's a man of God right there. They have kept thy word. And I'll tell you this morning, and I guess I can say it more than anyone here, this walk is not a sprint. In school, I was a sprinter. I never was a distance runner. And everything in my life just about has been a sprint. But this walk is not a sprint. And there can never be any quit in a man of God, ever. It has to keep going. I'm still preaching. Just have to keep going. And that word is kept. This word we've had all these years, all this time. It's not just something to listen to and go, well, I heard that and I heard that. It's to be kept until the end. You know, Paul said, I fought the good fight and I finished my course. I've run the race. And he said, hereafter as a crown laid up, it was kept. And that's what, when he gave the charge to Timothy, to the younger brother, like I'm giving to you two, brother. Those, you've got to keep this word. Those to whom the word of God was manifested, revealed, they are the sons of God. Born again, blood washed, sons of God, led by the Spirit of God. I know you won't see it, because some of you have been walking for decades. But save the Lord coming, I'm telling you, you're basically at the beginning of this arduous, or I pray, glorious journey. If the Lord tarries and you live long enough, you're someday going to look back and say, man, I remember when we had the tabernacle. And I'm talking about the old one in town. And then I remember we were at Little House and we met there. And you're going to look back and you go, wow, that was a long time ago. And if you make my age, you'll say, that was 25 or 40. That was 40 years ago. And your boys, they'll be grown. You'll have grandkids. But here in our text, they said, the Lord said, they have kept thy word. And I'm telling you that because some of you have yet a good ways to go. And I want you to hear me this morning. Your road most likely, almost assuredly, is going to be much harder than what I had. Your journey, much more perilous. And you're not going to be surrounded by those who even profess the Lord. The Lord shall be as those that were before Mount Sinai. They left Egypt and it wasn't long. They hadn't been out of Egypt 30 days. And they said, as for this Moses, we wot not what's become of him. And they're going to say that. As for this Christ, as for this Jesus, as for this God, we wot not what's become of him. And it could be your own boys. And they'll have gods of all sorts. Now, Jeff and I were just talking about AI. And I'm not talking about average intelligence or artificial insemination. I'm talking about artificial intelligence. But now listen. It's my opinion that intelligence is not artificial. It knows exactly what it is. And it's going to lead more people away from God than anything I believe that's been in the history, a 6,000 year history of our religion.
Yes.
Even this word, this ministry, shall be but a byword. If not to this generation, then the next. Who are these boys going to hear from? I'm asking you, who are they going to hear from? You grown men can't find anybody to hear it from. Who are these boys going to hear it from? Where shall be the likes of all those from, say, Luther to Ravenhill? They don't have anything like that. That'll be gone. I'm of the opinion that you men should be on your face crying out to God to send such preachers. You find me one this day. Can't find one now. Hirelings, charlatans, false prophets. I think I told you the Methodist Church, I think they're having a vote. I don't know if it's going to be today, the local big Methodist church in town, on whether or not to stay in the United Methodist denomination because they now have transvestite preachers. And my thought is exactly, that requires a vote? You have to vote? We ought to be as Jeremiah weeping over Jerusalem. At the club yesterday, we had a little tournament. And we could see they're preparing for a wedding. Two women. A lesbian wedding. Sodom and Gomorrah. Right there before our eyes. I'd ask you this morning, when's the last time that any of you have witnessed one called? Because I've not seen it when I've been amongst you. The last time that any of you have seen one called. Have you ever seen one called? You see the days we're in? There's a famine on the land. There's a famine on the earth. And it doesn't just involve food. It's a famine of the Spirit. But nobody's praying and fasting for that Spirit. And it's before your very eyes. And I'll tell you straight up, I can say that I've not heard His voice as in days before in 15 years. His word, yes, but His voice, no, as in days before when He spoke to me. And it seems it's as Daniel, sealed until the time. So I'm here to tell you that perilous times are upon us. And most of you have children. God help you. How shall they hear? You think Lot had a bunch of churches in Sodom? Do you think he had preachers? No. You think he had a word? No. So what do, preacher? You do what these men did. You keep His word.
Amen.
And you seek Him. He never said stop seeking Him. All your heart, mind, soul, you seek Him. Never stop seeking Him. Even as Cornelius in his house, you remember? In Acts chapter 10 and verse 2, a devout man he was, and one that feared God with all his house, which gave much alms to the people, and prayed to God always. Acts 10, 2. Cornelius. There's a Roman centurion in the midst of the Roman Empire. He didn't have a Baptist church down the street or anything else. He didn't have a radio. He couldn't call in this morning. Pray God send you a Peter. Do you pray such? Pray God send you. Do you pray such? Here am I, Lord, send me. They never stopped praying, and they never stopped seeking. Now I'm getting personal this morning. Can these boys pray? I know how old these boys are. Can these boys pray? When I was their age, I was praying. And I wasn't raised in a church family. But bless God, every night, before I closed my eyes, I wasn't allowed to close my eyes and sleep until I said a prayer. And you know what? I still remember that prayer. Now I lay me down to sleep. Pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. What better prayer for a child to learn? Man, there's a message there. That's a sermon. What does that mean, Daddy? If I die before I wake, well, son, everybody's going to die. My soul? Yeah, son, you have a soul. And then I'd get up, and the next morning I'd head off to the public school, and we prayed. Before we started the day, we prayed. Said the Lord's Prayer every morning. I can still recite the Lord's Prayer. Through all my sinful days, I can still recite that prayer. Lay me down to sleep. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Carroll Lane Elementary School, Corpus Christi, Texas. To this day, if the Lord had never found me, I could still recite those prayers. Do your boys know the Lord's Prayer? In 70 years, will they remember such as I do? I'm charging you. Pour this word into them, because they're going to have everything else under the sun poured into them. And there's nothing you can do about that. Pour this word into them. And you make it the head of everything they learn. Have they heard of Adam, Eve, the serpent, Cain, Abel, Enoch, Samson, David, Paul? Do they know the golden rule? Do they know any of the commandments? The one and only real commandment wherein all the rest are encompassed. Listen, the girl ran away from home to learn such. Teach those boys Hebrew. Teach them Latin. Teach them Greek. You say, what? You don't know? Teach them this book. Show them not the power of the computer, not the power of the iPhone, and not the power of AI. Show them the power of God, because they won't get it from those things. You pound into them the fear of God, the beginning of understanding, that when they grow up, the Bible says they will not depart from it. Because I'm going to tell you right now that the rest of this stuff will rob their mind. And it'll rob it right in front of you. Someone will say, well, what if they're not elect? That's God's business. It's our business to raise them like they are. And as far as we're concerned, they are. Our business is to teach them, to warn them. Now, whether they receive or forbear, that's God's business. But bless God, if you don't warn them, if we don't warn them, God's going to hold you and I accountable. Did you see it? And they have kept thy word.